We are sitting here in the Allstate Showcase studio, which is uber appropriate because joining me right now is Laura Frevoletti with the Allstate Foundation. How are you, Laura? Wait, there you are.
Warm,
oh, there
like
you are. Hi.
Many others.
I missed you at the beginning, but thank you so much. I said Frevoletti, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, wonderful.
Very good.
Wonderful. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, and same to you.
Yes, I am. I'm happy we were able to talk to you because I don't, honestly, this is something I didn't know even existed, the Allstate Foundation, and you guys do incredible work providing youth, our youth in the local area and around with a whole bunch of great tools to develop character and skills going forward. Tell me about your work.
Oh, I would love to. We have two signature programs at the Allstate Foundation. The Good Start Young is targeted at the well-being and prosperity of youth, and Purple Purse is focused on ending domestic violence. Good Start Young is the program that I lead, and we've been focusing on youth since 2005. And at that time, we were focusing on trying to diminish teen deaths. And in that space for 10 years, we were able to achieve that along with efforts of many others and turned our attention to helping youth prepare for their future.
And how do you best do that? How can you help our youth, especially now when there's so many different ways they're being pulled? How can we help them prepare?
Well, we did lots of research to answer that question. And what we found out is that building the strength of a child's social-emotional learning skills is the best predictor of success in life, even more so than academic achievement, believe it or not. It enhances their capacity to deal effectively and ethically with daily tasks and challenges. Quite honestly, something that you and I need and every other adult.
Yeah, absolutely. It really... It's something that when you're able to kind of focus and teach them at this earlier age, at least, they will be better prepared. Is this a national program or is it more focused here in the Chicagoland area?
It is a national program. We have half a dozen or so partners throughout the United States that we support, and they work directly with the youth. Currently, we are reaching about 2 million youth directly with social emotional learning programs, and in the Chicagoland area, reaching between 750,000 and almost a million young people.
That's incredible how many people and how many kids you guys are able to positively affect.
Well, we know this is only the beginning. Our goal in the next 5 years is to reach 5 million youth, which is about 25% of the youth throughout the United States in middle and high schools. And we understand that that is the tipping point to really being able to have systemic change. And we even tap into our own distribution system of agency owners who have relationships with schools across the country. And they help us spread this word and provide these programs to youth as well.
Social emotional learning has become a newer catchphrase, one that I'm thrilled. And our guest yesterday, we had Dr. John Duffy on, clinical psychologist, been talking about how the psychologists saw a need for this years and decades ago, but is now newer, but really is making a change in how we look at, even our children look at, mental health as well, but also how they can process through some of the challenges they face as they're growing up, as they're facing bullying, and you know, really just sort of the rigors of preteen and teen lives that we all have gone through, but this is making it a healthier way to approach these problems.
You're exactly right. And one of our key partners is an organization headquartered in Chicago called the Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning, started by Tim Shriver, who is a founder of that organization and currently the board chair for Special Olympics.
Okay.
But they work with school systems throughout the United States, and the school systems make the decision to incorporate social emotional learning because it happens in the classroom, in the school, in the community, spreads to the homes. And so it's a very holistic approach to these important learning and development skills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The other organization or the other group within this organization you mentioned focuses on domestic violence. Tell me how you guys are working to eradicate that.
Yes, we have been focused on eradicating domestic violence for over 10 years. And the name of our program is called Purple Purse. It's called that because purse, of course, signifies, how women keep their lives together, basically. Mm-hmm. And purple is the symbolic color of this issue. And we also did research here and found out that it is financial abuse that keeps women in abusive situations more so than anything else. So if they don't have the financial wherewithal to leave and to be self-sustaining, they go back to those abusive relationships. So we focus on providing financial literacy for women and men who are in domestic violence situations to empower them to break free. And over the last decade, we have provided services to more than 1 million domestic violence survivors.
I'm glad you said men and women, because it can go both ways. We often think of women being the victims, or children, definitely. But the domestic violence door can swing both ways. And the fact that it is so frequently driven by the financial security and the fear of being unstable financially, or being homeless, or not being able to provide for your children or eat is more concerning to that victim than it is the actual abuse. And so they stay. It's the devil you know, from what I understand. So when you are able to help these 1 million victims thus far, do we know what kind of a drop in the bucket that is? How many people are suffering in this situation, sort of in round numbers?
Well, we do know that 1 in 4 women are affected by domestic violence, and that more and more men are being affected as well. But we do training throughout the United States, work with our national partner in this effort, which is the National Network to End Domestic Violence, and they have shelters and learning centers throughout the United States in hundreds, thousands of communities to help individuals looking to break free from this abuse.
For those who are looking to get more information, is there a way that they can find more about Purple Purse or your partner organization, where they can call? And many times these women and men who are looking to get out of the situation do a lot of research before they actually walk out the door. Where can they get more information?
They can get more information at purplepurse.org. And there's lots of information there, a way to find help in their local communities, how to take part in financial literacy support classes, and many other ways to find services that will help them. There's also an escape button, so that if they are trying to do this in a private manner, they can escape from that website very quickly.
Yeah, that I'm glad you mentioned that, because so many people are very, very concerned. And checking web history is a very real thing. So this is something that they're able to do some research, get the information. And if you write the note Purple Purse, no one would necessarily know what that was. They thought that maybe they were just shopping. So purplepurse.org. And then also Good Starts Young. Where can people get more information on that?
Yeah, goodstartyoung.org. And if you want one sign-on, you can go to the allstatefoundation.org and find out about both of these programs, in addition to ways to volunteer and take part with the thousands of all skaters in our local communities to really address these significant social issues and make lasting change.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to be better as a society when we're able to talk through things more effectively and not just be so hot-headed. That's my opinion, but I think it's what you guys are working on as well with Good Starts Young. Laura Frevoletti from the Allstate Foundation. Again, that website you can go to get more information on Good Starts Young and also Purple Purse is the Allstate Foundation. Actually, I'm sorry, allstatefoundation.org.
Yes, that is correct. And I would absolutely encourage everyone listening to make a difference and make communities stronger, lives safer, futures brighter, simply by a single act in their own community. It makes a difference.
Every little bit, every positive mood, goodness ripples, as I say. So thank you. Thank you so much for your time today and jumping on with me. I really appreciate it. And of course, thank you for the good work you guys are doing at the Allstate Foundation.
Thank you so much, Hannah. We appreciate your giving us time to talk about these programs that we feel so passionately about.
Go ahead.
And I was going to wish you a happy new year.
Oh, well. Thank you. You as well. I appreciate it. That was how I was going to close. So happy new year, Laura. Thank you so much for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.